FroggiesFog.com, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents, brings you the big scary news with your host, Drew Badger. Featuring the most up-to-date news and information in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, the Big Scary News features an interview you won't find anywhere else, brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Froggy's Fog brings you the Big Scary News.
They say we see what's shaking in the outer limits. Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
And folks, we're going to get started with Big Scary News for episode 105 with a trio of stories coming out of Louisville, Kentucky. So all you Louisville fans, listen up. We're going to start off with an update from Days of the Dead coming to Louisville. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Lar Park Lincoln to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Louisville, happening September 1st through the 3rd at the Crown Plaza Louisville Airport Hotel. Lar Park Lincoln is best known to horror fans for her role as Kate in the 1987 film House 2, The Second Story, as well as her role as Tina Shepherd in Friday the 13th Part 7, The New Blood. She was also a regular for several seasons on the TV show Knott's Landing, and has appeared on other television programs such as Freddy's Nightmare and Beverly Hills 90210. Lar Park Lincoln joins previously announced guests Linda Blair, Tony Todd, Jerry the King Lawler, Kurt Angle, Gary Busey, Kane Hodder, and many, many more as Days of the Dead returns to the Derby City. Tickets for Days of the Dead Louisville are on sale now at daysofthedead.net. Continuing with Louisville, Kentucky, we bring you this news from the Nightmare Forest Haunted Attraction. We are now starting to take applications for the coming season. If you think you have what it takes to scare the beep out of people, or you are interested in makeup, go to our website and click the Wanna Be a Monster link. That's www.yournightmarebegins.com, or just click the link on their Facebook page. We're always looking to expand our Nightmare Forest family. Their Facebook page is facebook.com/nightmareforest. And rounding out our trio of Louisville, Kentucky news, we have this from the Louisville Halloween Job Fair. The third annual Louisville Halloween Job Fair returns again August 19th, the only fair you come to scare. Learn more about the Halloween and haunted attraction industry. Get a sneak peek at becoming a makeup artist. Meet others who share your passion for horror and become one of the creatures that goes bump in the night. It's free admission and free parking. So bring your scary self and have a great time. More info, you can find it at HalloweenJobFair.com. We have a little more hiring news from the Dead End Hayride in Wyoming, Minnesota. We're looking for actors and other show staff, and you must be age 17 or older to apply. We're also looking for show interns ages 15 to 16. Interviews and auditions to be held on the spot at 28186 Kettle River Boulevard in Wyoming, Minnesota. Check out our Facebook page for more details. Facebook.com/TheDeadEndHayride. We have a little music news from Alice Cooper via Blabbermouth.net. Alice Cooper's Welcome to My Nightmare Special Edition DVD will be released on September 8th via Eagle Rock Entertainment. The DVD features the 1975 TV special Alice Cooper, The Nightmare, now available on DVD for the first time, along with the 1976 Welcome to My Nightmare concert film. Aired on ABC in the U.S., Alice Cooper The Nightmare showcases every song from the legendary Welcome to My Nightmare album, which had just been released at the time. With Cooper taking on the role of Steven and Vincent Price serving as the spirit of the nightmare, this special was a unique introduction to his new album, drawing fans even further into the dark fantasy. Melding horror, theater, and rock and roll, Alice Cooper's Welcome to My Nightmare was a stage show the likes of which had never been seen before. hits and classic songs like School's Out, Only Women Bleed, Billion Dollar Babies, Welcome to My Nightmare, No More Mr. Nice Guy, I'm 18, and Department of Youth were backdrop with giant spiders, skeletons, and the voice of horror royalty, Vincent Price. This groundbreaking theatrical presentation scintillated, horrified, and thrilled audiences, delivering an experience unlike any concerts at the time. He truly brought spectators into a living nightmare, and they loved every minute of it. The combination of the Welcome to My Nightmare concert film and Alice Cooper the Nightmare TV special demonstrates the true genius of Alice Cooper. He's beyond music and beyond horror. Alice Cooper is an experience who continues to frighten and thrill audiences to this very day. I know what I'm asking for Christmas. We have this news from Spooky Day in the Park at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Attention, boys and ghouls. You've partied at the gala at the tower. You've Disney bounded at our meetup in the park. So how do you end a very spooky weekend? With breakfast, of course. Sunday morning, September 24th, it's time to wake the dead and join us for a frightful feast with your ghoulish hosts, Mickey and Minnie in their haunted attire. A full breakfast buffet will be served while Mickey and Minnie greet you for photo ops. This special character breakfast is exclusive to Spooky Day in the Parks and not available at any other time within the Walt Disney World Resort. Breakfast is located at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort in the Coronado Ballroom. This is a separate ticketed event and very limited space is available. All ages are welcome. Be sure to book your rooms at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort and get your breakfast tickets while they last. This is a very limited event, and it will sell out. Get more information on Spooky Day in the Park at SpookyDayInTheParks.com. We have a little more hiring news, this time from the Dead Man's Farm haunted attraction in Lenoir City, Tennessee. We're now hiring. Get paid to scare. All positions are paid positions. We'll be holding a job fair at our location Thursday, August 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m. Positions include actors, parking lot attendants, midway staff, ticket booth cashiers, makeup artists, and more. No call ahead needed. Just show up and talk with us. We're at 9567 U.S. Highway 11 East in Lenoir City, Tennessee. Get more information at their Facebook page, Facebook.com/Dead Man's Farm. We have this update from American Horror Story via Deadline.com. After collecting children in an abandoned school bus in American Horror Story Freak Show 3 years ago, the deformed serial killer Twisty the Clown is returning for Season 7 of the FX series from Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk. Murphy posted the news on Instagram about Twisty's return, exclaiming, "He's back!" It's not clear how Twisty's terrorism will be folded into American Horror Story Season 7, which is to take its cue from last November's U.S. presidential election. Sarah Paulson, Evan Peters, Billy Lord, Billy Eichner, Cheyenne Jackson, Allison Pill, Colton Hayes, and Adina Porter are part of the upcoming season, which is currently in production. We will continue to monitor this story and keep you updated on all things AHS when we get them. We have some news on a new haunt film from Eli Roth. If there were the perfect recipe for a horror film to grab our attention, it would be Haunt, which is being financed and produced by Sierra Affinity. Not only does it take place on Halloween, but it takes place at an extreme haunt and is being produced by Eli Roth. Scott Beck and Brian Woods are directing Haunt, Deadline reports, with production slated to begin this fall. As previously mentioned, Haunt takes place on Halloween when, quote, a group of friends encounter an extreme haunted house which promises to feed on their darkest fears. The night turns deadly as they come to the horrifying realization that some nightmares are real, unquote. Beck and Woods penned Paramount's A Quiet Place, which stars John Krasinski and Emily Blunt, and marks Krasinski's major studio directorial debut. Todd Garner is also producing via his Broken Road, along with Nickel City's Mark Vassano, Ankur Rutka, and Vishal Rungta. Sierra Affinity's Mark Schauberg and Josie Lang, Broken Road's Jeremy Stein, and Nickel City's Tobias Weimar are executive producers. We have this news from the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival coming to Iceland, New Jersey. New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival is proud to announce special guest Crispin Hellion Glover. Crispin Hellion Glover has distinguished himself as an amazing talent in the creative world. Crispin Glover is an actor, director, screenwriter, recording artist, publisher, and author. He's acted in many notable films, including Willard, Back to the Future, Alice in Wonderland, Charlie's Angels, and is currently in the serializations of Neil Gaiman's award-winning novel American Gods. Don't miss this great opportunity to meet Crispin Glover in person at the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival, September 22nd through the 23rd at the Renaissance Woodbridge Hotel in Iceland, New Jersey. Advanced tickets and hotel reservations are now available. Just mention NJ Horror Con for the hotel discount and visit their website for more information, NewJerseyHorrorCon.com. We got a lot more hiring news out there, and we're going to start it off with Kim's Crypt Haunted Mill in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania. We've got auditions. We're looking for actors, makeup and FX artists, line entertainers, freaks, creeps, and creatures for Kim's Haunted Mill for the Halloween season. Costumes are preferred, but please bring pictures or video of your costume or work if you cannot show up in costume, ready to show us what you got. You must be at least 16 years old, have reliable transportation, be substance-free, and responsible. You must have horror in your heart. Compensation, rules, and information will be discussed at the audition August 13th from 2 to 5 at Kim's Crypt Haunted Mill, 5932 Colonial Valley Road in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania. Bring a current picture ID and be ready to perform. Thank you. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Kim's Crypt, Crypt with a K, Haunted Mill. We have more hiring news from Markoff's Haunted Forest in Dickerson, Maryland. Think you have what it takes to be part of the scariest Halloween attraction in the DMV? Markoff's Haunted Forest is hiring new staff members for their 25th year of haunting. Submit an application now at markoffshauntedforest.com. That's M-A-R-K-O-F-F-S, hauntedforest.com. We have this hiring news from 301 Devil's Playground in Galena, Maryland. Do you think you're talented? Are you reliable? Do you have what it takes to scare the crap out of people? If so, we are looking for you to join our team at 301 Devil's Playground this season. Visit our website to fill out an interest form under the employment link at the number 301devilsplayground.com. And finally, we have this news from the Sinister House Haunted Attraction in DeSoto, Illinois. Sinister House Haunted Attraction is seeking actors for the 2017 Halloween season, as well as the August Eclipse Weekend. We are a high-intensity haunted attraction that has between 20 to 30 actors on staff each night. If you're passionate about scaring people, love Halloween, or just want to join a fun community of individuals, this is for you. Volunteer positions with food and drink provided nightly. Actor meetings and rehearsals will begin in August, so please send us a message if you're interested. We look forward to scaring with you. Get information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/sinisterhousehaunt. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog,
the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet. Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. Gantom.com. And here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger. We're down at the Scares of Care weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia, having a great time. For some reason, they gave me a room all by myself to come in here and interview some folks, so that's why you don't hear all the background noise. But no doubt you've heard this guy on the show a couple of times when we've come to Scares at Care, kind of the unofficial or official MC of many of the events at Scares at Care, the world's very first internet horror host, Mr. Count Gore Duval, who's always a pleasure to get on here.
Interesting. I've never heard anyone say Mr. Count, but that's okay.
Mr. Count Gore Duval, why not? You know, it's always fun to have you here on the show.
It's always great to be here on the show because, you know, it's a great show. What can I say?
As is Scares of Care Weekend. I've seen
many
people coming up to your booth and talking with you and chatting with you and stuff. Are they talking about your show, the movies that you put on and that you talk about and all the cool things, or what do they talk to you about?
Well, actually, right now, this particularly today, because this evening we're going to have the costume contest, and I produce and host the costume contest, so they also register them, so they've got to come up to the booth and they say, hey, I want to be in the costume contest, and we fill out the forms and all that. So yeah, we talk a lot about costumes today.
How many have just blown you away as far as the creativity and things?
Well, obviously for sign up, they're not in costume. So, but talking in past years, we've had some incredible, absolutely incredible costumes that just almost to the point that there's a small group of people that kind of almost could do their own thing. I mean, they just set themselves aside. The big plastic costumes that take a year to build with motors and things like this. A lot of Transformer type stuff, mm-hmm. You know. So it's
I've seen
cool.
Some amazing stuff over the last few years, and you've had some celebrity judges who have come and watched those things.
Yes, we usually try. Today we're going to have two authors, two movie people, two actors, and a costuming, not a costuming, the makeup person. So we're going to have them as be our judges.
Excellent. I've never asked you this question. How did you get involved with Scares That Care? Did you know Joe Ripple? Did he come to you, to your castle, to ask you to come and help out? Or is it the fact that you're in the D.C. area, he's in the Baltimore area? How did you actually get involved with this?
Because of the long mutual association with the Horror Find conventions that go back decades. I got involved with Horror Find doing the costuming thing, and Joe was the head of security. And when Horror Find stopped being a convention and Scares came up, they approached me. Would I be interested in continuing? And I said, of course. It's a great, not only are great people, even before they got involved with the charity aspect, but it's a great idea. The idea of people who like a genre that you wouldn't think would be involved in helping people.
Except for helping them die.
Yeah. what I found always fascinating, going to conventions, and I go to some sci-fi conventions. This is when conventions used to be like this, very one specific topic kind of thing, a horror convention. A lot of now they're going to combining everything, but I always found it interesting that here are these people in these absolutely scary, horrible costumes, and regular citizens, particularly like in the hotels, would kind of be leery of them. And they would find out that these people were the people who would say, please and thank you, and be offering to help. And it always just drove people crazy. They couldn't figure this out.
And now that, you know, when you go to the restaurant in the hotel here, they're dressed in costume. Or if you go to the front desk when you're checking in, they're having as great a time as the people who are here. they've said, you know, I've asked a couple of them. They're like, oh, this is the greatest thing we have of the year. This is my favorite weekend to work here because so many great costumes, so many cool things going on. We just absolutely love it.
Oh, yes. I mean, there's nothing. Like I was today, I went to the front desk and I said, excuse me. And there was this lovely lady and she had a cape on. Except her collar, unlike mine, stood straight up. And I was saying, how do you get to go up like that? And she looked at me and snickered. I said, you really want to? No. Let's just talk about my problem. But anyway, it was fun.
There's a pill for that.
I'm sure. She was a she, though. Okay. Never mind. I don't like starched collars anyway.
Too much starch. The laundry is just
Worked.
It's a little itchy. And
yeah, I don't like itchy. But anyway, yeah, it's a great weekend. It really is. I look forward to it every year. I mean, I wouldn't miss it.
And how many other conventions do you go to during the course of the year?
About six or seven. I try to limit it, so frankly, they're kind of draining. And then since we are in active production in addition to it, so yeah, sure. I spread it out throughout the year.
So what is going on in the world of Mr. Count Gore Duvall as far as the movies, the shows, and things like that?
Well, we just acquired some new, I won't say new public domain, but newer public domain films that I haven't shown in a long time, and we're working on coming up with really creative ways to destroy them. I mean, to present them
to the masses in a unique, creative, and destructive way.
Yeah, yes, that's true. plus... you know, we're always looking for you know, associations. I'm going to be dealing with a coven of witches, trying to get them incorporated into the program and also to help them promote some of their events. I can't wait for the spring thing, running around naked in the woods and things. Never mind.
Beltane? Are you talking about the Wiccan celebrations?
Yeah, like, what do you think? This first day of spring, the secret
spring,
rites.
The solstice. Yeah, solstice.
Yeah, it's secret rites of spring. They go something out there, like, they build a fire, and they go running around.
And of course, you're only there as a journalist.
Absolutely. Yeah,
of course.
Strictly. I'm just there to observe and learn. But yeah, so we're trying to keep busy.
For people wanting to find out more about your show, which is long running on the internet. You were there before Count Scary. You were there before Vampira. You were there before Zachary Lee. Of course, they didn't have internet back then, but that's not the point. You were the first late night internet.
July 11th, 1998, we put Creature Feature, the weekly web program, on the air, on the web, and didn't have streaming video back then because everyone had a dial-up to get on. But
wasn't that miserable back then.
Well, yeah, but there were a whole lot less ads.
Well, that's true. It's a trade-off.
And then within 2 years, we were doing little tiny real media streaming things, and then pretty soon, now we're doing HD streams. So the program is on every Saturday night. It changes. We run a feature film on 1 week, and then on the next week, we keep that film up there, but we also do a new short film from new and upcoming filmmakers. So every week there's a new film, either a long one or a short one. We've got contributors, we have book reviewers, we've got DVD reviewers. I say that because some do DVDs, some do cheesy movies. We kind of separate the two. We have contests. We have a variety of things that from contributors all around the country.
Are you still getting together at a theater a couple of times a year and premiering a movie?
Yes. Well, not premiering a movie, but I've worked with the American Film Institute at their Silver Theater in Washington, or Silver Spring, Maryland, outside of Washington. And 3 times a year, they let me pick a movie. And so we bring some of the classics to the big screen. When was the last time anyone saw Frankenstein or The Bride of Frankenstein or Dracula or even, for that matter, Young Frankenstein on the big screen? And we get great prints from the companies, and I host them live. Sometimes we will break the film like we do on either on TV or on the internet. Sometimes we, like just recently, we did Alien. People keep asking me, Count Gore, what is your favorite horror movie? And I say, I'm not going to tell you because it's not a horror movie. It's a scary movie because it's science fiction. And there's
a difference.
Yeah, but it's okay. If you're scared, it's a horror movie. I'm sorry. I don't care if it's set in space or wherever. But anyway, so we got the show Alien. Oh, what a great print on a great film. And to see Sigourney Weaver in her underwear. No. That's another story altogether. Very end. Okay, I'm sorry.
We're getting into some dangerous waters here, but that's okay.
Actually, there was no water. It was in space, but that's okay.
Good point.
Yeah, we had monsters and dripping acid and all the rest. I mean, hey, come on, that's horror.
So when's the next large screening in Silver Spring?
October 28th. We're going to show a double feature. I'm going to make a big hairy deal about it. I can't tell you the title.
Big hairy deal. Anything? We'll let it go at that.
Well, let's just say it could involve four-legged animals and two-legged people that have association with animals. And if
Night of the Lepus?
That's Easter coming up.
No, that's Easter.
If I said to you something like I was a teenager who needed a haircut.
And where was I at some sort
of place? Okay. And then I was an American who was touring London and I had a...
And some guy that did a Dr. Pepper commercial might be involved.
You get the general gist.
We'll get the general gist. I'm sure you'll make a formal announcement at some point.
We haven't formally booked the movie, but that's where
we're going. We're working on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's funny you should mention Lepus, though.
Because someone said... Four-legged hairy things. You know?
Someone said...
Why wouldn't you think that?
Well, someone said, why not do that movie?
At frogs. That would just be the ultimate in, like, little cute, cuddly little... death creatures. It would just be fun.
I like that. I forgot about frogs.
You're quite welcome. And just as a side note here, we recently got Roku, and I believe Monster Madness is on one of the channels. Monster Madhouse with Boris Karloff, and we see
Carlos Borloff,
and we see you on there from time to time.
Yes. Carlos, I've been on his show many, many times, and actually, you can see a lot of my stuff on Roku. If you have Roku, go to Vimeo and put in Count Gore. And I shouldn't tell this to people, but almost my entire library of 1,000 shows is up there.
Okay, we won't tell anybody to go to Roku and then check out the Vimeo channel with Count Gore because that would be wrong.
But anyway,
for people wanting more information, maybe the big event coming up in October with... Where could it be?
Yes,
we're looking at these great where something movies might be shown at Silver Spring, Maryland.
Yeah, yes.
And, you know, check out the Monster Creature feature, all the back catalog of all the great stuff you have to watch, your internet show, and everything that is Count Gore Duvall. How can they get information?
Hey, you know, it's real simple. CountGore.com.
CountGore.com. Don't make it any easier than that.
Drew,
Always a pleasure to have you here. Scares of Care Weekend. I'm sure you'll be coming to this show as long as they keep having it because you are an icon in this industry and at Scares of Care Weekend, which is in Williamsburg, Virginia, as am I, Drew Badger, for the Big Scary Show, and we're out. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.